But right now, it is 8:40, and we discovered some interesting audio here that was brought to my attention. And I think I can speak for you, Monty, here that Norm's last day, a lot of highlights. A lot of highlights from Norm's last week, given his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an infamous moment happened on his final day where I was not in the ticker booth. Jacob Detamore was in the ticker booth that
day.
You
just couldn't handle it emotionally. You had to take the day off. Like, I get it.
It was a lot. It was definitely a lot for me.
If you're anything, it's emotional.
You're a jerk. We don't have time. So we had Detty in, and what would you say is the defining characteristic of Jacob Detamore?
Trying to hook up with sluts on Twitter.
What is his second defining characteristic?
Talking about Texas.
He likes...
I am horny on Twitter.
Jacob Detamore has a beautiful singing voice.
Oh, that one.
And
okay.
He has no problem breaking it out. And he thought he would give Norm a tribute on his final day.
That sounds nice.
And it made for a very uncomfortable moment that we all love.
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right.
Are we
Hang
back?
On, Norm.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Dan Bennett said, come on, and showed you where to go. You made the best of this test, and that is why. You got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That's the Detty.
You want me to keep going?
That's great.
No, pal.
Good, pal.
No, we're good. We're good. So good. Oh. So much there. I only have 30 minutes left in my entire broadcast. Another turning point.
That's the Detty.
His voice sounded great. He wrote a song specifically for Norm.
Yeah.
But time and place, you know, that's very important.
He had two segments left.
There were approximately 10 other Tier 1 hosts that were in studio at that time. We're trying to get to everybody. Just a lot to cover in Norm's last 30 minutes. It may come as a shock to you here. This was not the first time that Detty broke out into song.
Really?
During an inappropriate moment. In fact, we've got a couple to listen to here. I was shocked at the volume here. This goes back. This goes back decades, in fact, that...
No way.
This has been a telltale sign.
I knew he was a little older, but...
Jacob Detamore. In fact, this was not, I think, even the most awkward time that he interrupted a ticket personality on the air, as we had, what was this, 6 months ago, whenever Corby announced that...
I think it was late last year, I believe.
He had the ear tumor.
Uh-huh.
Something very scary, something that I would be nervous bringing to the air.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen here how this played out.
Yesterday at about 10 o'clock or so, I get a phone call. And it was from my doctor at Medical City. And he goes, Corby? Yeah. And he goes, this is Dr. So-and-so. And I go, hey, doc, how are you? And he goes, and right then I knew. Right then, because
yeah,
you know. And he goes, we found a tumor. And it is a tumor that has developed along the nerve that connects your ear to your brain.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah. And so...
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. I just want to use your love tonight. You know I do.
Oh, that hurts my ears.
Stay the night, but keep it undercover. I just want to use your love tonight. Woo. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
You want me to keep going, huh?
Doggone, man.
It's,
Let's keep this in check. Well, in the most awkward transition in radio history, let's talk Cocaine Bear next.
I just didn't think that that was appropriate time.
Time and place, you know what I mean?
And the fact that Ham had music queued up ready to go, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good rendition, but the guy's bearing his soul. I mean, it's a serious medical problem.
For an upbeat song like that, too. At least Norm's song was, like, solemn and, Well, we've also got...
Oh, it's not it?
That's not it.
Okay.
In fact, we were sent more. You remember whenever a president was unfortunately assassinated in this state?
I think I may have heard about that on this show before.
Many times. And apparently Jacob Detamore was integrally involved in this one as well.
No way.
And now for the next 30 minutes. As the world turns.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Well, kid, yeah, I'll try not to be abrupt with it. Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My bottle's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day.
Why would they not just cut his mic?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's Cronkite, right?
Yeah.
Like, why is he just bearing through this?
You want me to keep going?
Norm's there.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
I mean, that one has to be legit. The audio matches, like, everything spot on.
It was old-timey. I imagine having...
Did Daddy call in, or was he on the wire?
I think he was just, like, in the news booth, the ancillary news booth, since this was already news.
And he heard that our president had been shot and had to start singing Your Show Open, Afternoon Delight?
Well, it was a real song before it was a weekend show open. Well,
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of Daddy songs out there he could have sang, but for some reason...
Well, we're limited.
This bit, he sung You're Open.
We're That's limited weird. To what he played on the air here, or what he sang on the air here.
Okay.
We've got one more here.
No way. This can't keep happening.
And this was shocking. And let's all be cool here, because Damar Hamlin is fine now. In fact, he just had a charity softball game. He's in the running to play once again for the Buffalo Bills. And you can scoot away from the mic as much as you want. This happened on Monday Night Football. Bengals-Bills. This was with Lisa Salters, who you're going to hear first. And again, they got big kudos for how they handled this on air. This was a very terrible situation when Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field again.
Yeah, we get it. You care about it. Just play the damn thing.
A miraculous comeback.
Just play it, you jerk.
But just a bad timing here for Jacob Detamore here.
Welcome back to Cincinnati, where medical personnel have been working on Bills safety Damar Hamlin for the last 9 minutes. Hamlin made a hit. He got up, took a couple of steps, and then just fell to the ground. We don't know, of course, the extent of his injuries, but the entire Bills team is out on the field right now. Several players are down on their knees. Other players are holding hands, praying. You can just see the worried looks on their faces. As soon as we have more, Joe, we'll pass it on up to you guys in the booth.
They have been administering CPR through these past two breaks that we've taken. And as Lisa said, Damar Hamlin has been down for over 9 minutes now.
Mm.
With everybody watching, praying, and hoping for the best.
Just a small town girl.
Hey, damn it.
Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
He sounds great.
Just a city boy.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
We're right at top of his range here.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
You want me to keep going, huh?
That's not what any of us want.
So we'll take another break.
At least Troy was able to realize that that's not what people wanted as they're banging on DeMar Hamlin's chest and he's singing Journey.
Joe Buck was disgusted there, like, all right, like, we got to get to a break
here. The good thing is, Daddy always had a good self-realization and would say, do you want me to keep going? And it seems like he was always met with a no.
No, I think you've done enough here. So really, if you put it in perspective, Daddy singing on Norm's last day, it actually was a drop in the bucket compared to some of these other big moments.
I cannot believe you did that last one. Friend of the station.
He's all
two
good.
Friends.
DeMar Hamlin is fine. He's all good. Let's be cool. All right, it's 8:52 here on the ticket.
Don't be offended by what I just did. Be cool.